USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Since 1913, the 16th Amendment has made Tax Day a yearly event. Tax Day is the day in which individual income tax returns are due to be submitted to the federal government. This year, taxes are due Monday, the 17th, by midnight. Escalating violence between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas has put a spotlight on Democrat divisions over the Jewish state. As Hamas has launched over 100 deadly bombs at Israeli civilians, the Democrat Party, which controls the White House and both congressional chambers, is divided in its support for the Israeli nation. The party split played out in full view on social media this week. International observers are concerned the possibility of a full-scale war. The Arizona State Senate says they found three serious issues that have arisen in the course of the Senate's ongoing audit of the 2020 presidential election. A letter has been sent to the chairman of the Maricopa Board of Supervisors to address the concerns. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-34-BIBLE. That's 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced their class of 2021 this week. Hall of Fame Chairman John Sykes.
In the performers category, Tina Turner. Carole King. The Go-Go's. Jay-Z. Foo Fighters. Todd Rundgren.
The live celebration takes place in October at the Hall in Cleveland, Ohio. Despite being fully vaccinated, comedian Bill Maher has tested positive for COVID-19.
Scientists, who are generally pretty liberal, have been naming diseases after the places they came from for a very long time. Zika is from the Zika forest, so why should China get a pass?
Variety magazine is reporting Bill feels fine, but decided to stop taping his show on Friday. No other staff or crew member on the program have tested positive. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Hazing incidents continue to happen at American colleges. One is being sued because of a hazing death. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The family of an Ohio college student who died during a fraternity hazing incident is suing that fraternity and several of its members. The family of Stone Fultz has filed a wrongful death suit against the National Chapter of Pi Kappa Alpha and 10 members of the chapter at Bowling Green State University in the death of their son. Fultz died on March 20th of alcohol poisoning after a hazing ritual that saw pledges allegedly blindfolded and forced to drink an entire bottle of alcohol.
Since 2000, there have been more than 50 hazing-related deaths. The causes are varied. Heat stroke, drowning, alcohol poisoning, head injuries, asphyxia, cardiac arrest. But the tragedies almost involve a common denominator, kids and alcohol. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on MSNBC talks about the new CDC guidelines for fully vaccinated people ditching the mask.
Now, that said, I think your point is really well taken. For the last 15 months, we've been saying wear a mask. And so it's been ingrained in us. You can't leave the house without a mask. I went for a walk for the first time without a mask outside a week ago, and that felt strange, right? So I think we all are going to have to become comfortable with this again. But what we're saying is now it's time to make those efforts to start getting comfortable.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.